For millions of Americans with disabilities, tying the knot can mean losing federal benefits they rely on. Erica Mahoney of member station KAZU in Monterey, California, has the story of one couple caught in a loophole.
5 years ago, Lori Long's boyfriend, Mark Contreras, got down on one knee. The moment captured on video.
Yes, I'll marry you. Yes, I'll marry you. Yes, yes.
Long dreamed about finding love, but wasn't sure it would happen.
Especially for somebody like myself with a significant disability and a spinal deformity like I have.
Long has an autoimmune disorder that results in painful fractures in her spine. After the proposal, she started looking at wedding dresses.
Thinking about possible venues, looking at invitations.
Then the nightmare hit. She learned marrying her fiancé, who isn't disabled, would mean completely losing her federal disability benefits and Medicare. Long and Contreras went from happiness to
heartbreak.
Definitely disappointment, but I didn't want to lose or give up on her.
Long gets her health care through a Social Security program. Its complicated rules, written decades ago, assume the spouse can cover medical expenses. Long works part-time in retail. Contreras works for a nonprofit. But his insurance wouldn't cover everything Long needs. Her health care isn't just a few trips to the doctor every year, but hospital stays upwards of $50,000 per visit. Together, they decided it was a love story worth the fight.
She inspires me and she inspired me to write this bill.
That's Congressman Jimmy Panetta of California. Last month, he introduced the Marriage Equality for Disabled Adults Act in the U.S. House of Representatives. It would ensure that people like Long never have to choose between health care or marriage.
We just feel that's an antiquated and borderline cruel law that should be changed.
Millions of Americans with disabilities face marriage penalties, a total or partial loss of their federal benefits. There's a separate bill in the Senate to end the penalty for people on another federal disability program. Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio introduced that legislation.
It makes no sense from a logic viewpoint. It makes no sense from a moral viewpoint. It makes no sense from a religious viewpoint.
It makes no sense in today's world, says disability rights advocate Bethany Lilly.
I don't think, 50 years ago, people would be thinking about people with disabilities getting married, whereas now that's just a perfectly normal, expected part of life for a lot of people.
Lilly is with the ARC, a national disability organization based in Washington, D.C. She hears heartbreaking stories all the time.
Generally speaking, I suggest that people talk to a lawyer before they think about getting married. That's an unfortunate position to put folks with disabilities into.
And, says Lilly, the wrong message to send.
As a person with a disability and as somebody who identifies as LGBTQ, for me, marriage means the acceptance by society.
For Lori Long, this Valentine's Day is a painful reminder that her wedding has been on hold for 5 years.
Love is very powerful. And I think when two people are able to tap into that energy, then look out, world, because that kind of loving energy is close to unstoppable.
She and her fiancé aren't giving up on saying, I do. For NPR News, I'm Erica Mahoney in Monterey.